weeds are king, crazy dross is gold, and weeds are a bouquet. That's the way I'm topsy-turvy day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Joyful Miles podcast, where we're all about inspiring others to enjoy life one mile at a time. Today, we're having a bit of a topsy-turvy day because I am sharing content that was meant for another channel. Recently, I was a guest over at Heather Jurgensen's awesome Running with Grace YouTube channel, and we had a nice long chat about the Disneyland Half Marathon and the Run Disney official event guide that was recently released. Such a nice long chat that we went on for 90 minutes. Yeah, things get crazy when we get together. She was able to somehow manage to edit that down to a 28-minute video that I will be sharing below in the show notes. Please be certain to go check her out. But I was like, Heather, we have all this great extra stuff that had to get cut. What if I threw it up on a bonus episode here on the podcast? So that is exactly what I'm doing today. But first, I want to throw out a quick reminder to everyone who's going to be at the Disneyland Half Marathon. Jackie and I are going to be having a Joyful Miles meetup on August 31st at Trader Sam's in downtown Disney. We're going to be meeting at about 5 o'clock. So if you have some time to stop by and say hello, we would love to meet you. So with that, let me get straight to our awesome chat. And be sure to visit Heather's YouTube channel. I will be linking to that in the show notes, like I said before. And I'm also going to be linking the other great videos that she mentions throughout the podcast. So sit back, enjoy, and if you have any questions, please let either of us know.
Hey, Run Junkies. This is a special edition of my Run Disney Mondays because the Disneyland event guide came out for Half Marathon Weekend, which is coming up the first weekend of September. And I am not alone today. I am joined by Laura from
Hello!
It's so exciting. I actually have two people on screen. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can stay on task because
We get chatty. We get carried away sometimes.
We have a little fun.
So we're gonna rein. We're gonna like keep on topic.
We have bullet points.
We're not. Let's just say it now.
Just plan on being here for a while. So before we dig into the event guide, we would like to encourage you guys to just go through this page by page, take a fine tooth comb, really look at it.
Yeah.
And any of the questions you guys have, it's all going to be in there. If you have any questions that aren't answered there, I will have a lot of other links to posts and videos that between Joyful Miles and Running with Grace, we've covered it. So let's talk about the dates. When are you going to be there? When does it open?
We are arriving on Thursday, August 31st. I'm getting into LAX at about 11, and then we're going to head, as soon as Jackie comes in, we're going to head straight to the expo. The expo out there is just so laid back. It's not like Disney World. You're not like going to this big center. You go right to the Disneyland Hotel. Yep. We are staying off property, so it's not a long walk. It's about a 10, 15 minute walk. We're going to get right to the expo, get our goodies, and meet up with some friends, and then do some park time. And then we got the 5K, 10K, and half.
Bam, bam, bam.
Leaving on Monday.
Keep going.
Quick trip.
The expo on Thursday opens at 10 a.m. and it closes at 8 p.m. If you are participating in the 5K, you must pick up your bib and pack it that day. If you're participating in the challenge or the 10K, you can wait. But what is your what has been your experience with waiting at the expo? Like, if you don't get to the expo and do your shopping ahead of time, what's been your experience?
Well, I've done two Disneyland expos. I've done Disneyland and I've done Tink, and both times have been totally easy peasy.
Good.
You know, and we get there a little bit later because we're flying in, like I said, from the East Coast. And from what I've heard, like, I know you're familiar at Disney World. If you get to there on the first day of the expo at opening, you're dealing with a lot of eBayers and personal shoppers. I'm not knocking their business. Everyone has got to do what they got to do to survive, but it does snag up a lot of the merchandise that runners would like. So first thing in the morning, it's just like super chaotic. I tend to avoid it now. I don't need a pin that bad.
But for Disneyland, you do have that rush at the beginning. But what's different about Disneyland is it's a lot of locals do that race. So it tends to be a little bit more crowded in the evenings or on like Friday, Saturday with people who are just doing the weekend races. Right. And not the Friday. So each time we've gone in, I mean, we've gone downstairs in the lower level is where they're going to have your bib packet pickup. It's where you get your coast to coast wristband. Wrist strap. There's a word. I'm not saying it correct.
Well, bracelet. I think wristband is right.
There you go. Just pick one. You get that. Make sure if you are going for the coast to coast, make sure you get that. It will be with your race packet, but just keep it in the back of your mind. If you forget to print your race waiver beforehand, they will have a row of computers where you can do that. Mm-hmm. It's where you also pick up your commemorative items if you pre-purchased anything. And as of lately, that's where you also get your Dooney and Burke bag, whether you pre-purchased it or if you're just buying it.
A couple of quick things about the logistics of this event that may or may not be different. From my experience, it is different. The kids' races are on Saturday morning at 9. Is that your experience, or have they always been at midday?
My kids are in college. So I'm like very unaware of anything kid races. That is all you. You take that, girl.
as far as I know, and I did a lot of it's. They're changing a lot of things going forward about the kids' races at both parks. So please make sure you're checking in at the right time. These races, the kids' races, are only on Saturday, and they are around 9 o'clock. You want to get there a little early. I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit. But for superheroes, they were at like noon. So Walt Disney World, they're in the midday kind of time frame. So they are earlier, which makes sense because it's Labor Day weekend and it's probably still hot. So again, about the expo, check the guide for hours. It's not open all the time when you might need to get in there. So transportation, you guys are staying.
We're at Best Western Stovers. Stovers.
There are the Good Neighbor Hotels. There's the three major resort hotels, Disneyland, the Grand Californian, and Paradise Pier. There are a series of Good Neighbor Hotels that just kind of cocoon the resort area, and that's where you guys are staying. Yes. If you are staying completely off property somewhere in Anaheim, there is transportation. Do you know anybody who's ever done that?
No, I don't. I think it's a lovely service. I think it's great the way that they offer that.
Right. So here's how that works. So when you go downstairs to pick up your bib and your packet, well, first, when you check into your hotel, I'm going to back it up. When you check into your hotel, you will show your race waiver to the shuttle driver. The shuttle driver will take you to the expo. At the expo, you pick up your bib. You need that race waiver to pick up your bib. So you pick up your bib and you head over to the transportation desk where you will get your pass for the weekend. Don't lose it. It's good all weekend. Mm-hmm. That pass is how you're going to get back and forth from your hotel to the race venue. One thing that I did notice about this, please check the event guide. It does not run all day. It runs early in the morning, and then they're done by 1 o'clock. So you're not going to stay at the park all day and then expect to take that shuttle back to your hotel. Just a quick heads up, check your event guide on that. They do drop you off. Do you know where the Esplanade is? I want to say it's on the east side.
I am not as knowledgeable when it comes to Disneyland as I should be. Disney World, okay. Disneyland, right. No.
I think where all of that transportation stuff drops off is on that east side. You have Disneyland up north, DCA across the promenade there, and then to the east will be the Esplanade. That's where you're going to get dropped off, I believe. That's about a 10 to 15 minute walk across downtown Disney to get to the start line. So plan for that.
Yes. And there could be a security check. I know when we went from where we walked from Stovall's last year, there was not a security check. We came in at Earl of Sandwich, and apparently for Tink, there was a security stand there. So I'm sure we're going to get into the glories of getting to a race early. I know we're going to hit that because that's always my big thing. And even though I'm not very versed with the shuttle system, the one thing I can say is if they say hypothetically speaking, that if the shuttle service starts at 4, you want to be down at the stop at least 4:15. That's because you want to make sure you are on that first shuttle, mm-hmm. because you just don't know. People say for Disneyland, you don't have to be there as early. I disagree. I kind of think that you just never know what's going to happen, yeah. whether there's going to be a holdup at security, whether there's going to be a holdup at parking, or yeah. they only send one shuttle because there's a miscommunication. So go ahead, go for it. I had to do that little, get on my little soapbox there.
That's absolutely right. And you bring up a good point. Be at the race early. Yes. I mean, this is just good practice anyway. When mm-hmm. you're doing any race anywhere, you know, yeah. get your bearings, get your head in the game, use the bathroom twice. Yeah. And, you know, and the thing.
Three times if you're me.
You know, you get in line and you use the bathroom. And then when you come mm-hmm. out, you get back in line. Seriously, like that's like you spend the morning just to get it all out of your system, right?
Okay. And while Disneyland does, they do not have characters out like Disney World does. So there's less right. of a festivity, yeah. less entertainment at the beginning of the race. But you never know, like for the Tinkerbell for, no, when Jack and his, sorry, I said the wrong race. For the 5K, they did have a little stage show. They had some dancers on the stage. They had characters for the Country Bears because it was the Country Bears. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
It was just like, perfect. So get there early. You get a nice spot in the corral mm-hmm. so you can get up nice to the front. You can see the pre-show. You can just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And like you said, go to the bathroom and you have room for emergencies.
Right.
And no stress, you know.
And going back to the security thing, assume there will be security. Just yes. anymore with the way things are worldwide.
The way of the world, right.
This is our new normal. Mm-hmm. Plan on there. If you are going to bring a bag to gear check, you will go. They will check that bag. So just plan on that.
And that includes a running belt too.
Yeah.
So if you're wearing a belt. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. They will go through that bag if you bring one. If you have if you're a minimalist like me, I don't even bring a gear, or I haven't brought gear bags to past races. If you can get away with that, that's great. If you are staying off site, that's a little harder to do. But if you're staying on site or in a good neighbor hotel, you can probably get away with just leaving that, and you can skip that altogether. And they just look at you and say, oh yeah, you're good. Go on through.
Right.
But just expect that there's going to be security. Because I know that was a big holdup at Tink.
That was a very big holdup.
That was, well, and two, when you're dealing with getting people into the parks, who knows? I mean, that's just, you're mm-hmm. going into a park, you will go through security.
Yeah.
That's just, that just is kind of a thing. Let's see. The event guide strongly encourages you to take those shuttles if you are staying offsite, because after the Tinkerbell races, well, they didn't say this in the event guide, but after the Tinkerbell races, the gridlock was super bad. And I know, Laura, you guys did an interview with someone who was there. Mm-hmm. The gridlock just getting out of the event was just
it was horrible.
Terrible.
That's when I would park my car and I would just go back to the parks. I'd just be like, exactly. Okay, give it up.
Exactly. Bring your medals and just get your pictures.
Yeah.
Wait, if you absolutely have to drive in, then plan around that gridlock. You know, just go have lunch. Go to the parks. It's not like you're in the middle of nowhere and have nothing to do.
Yeah. Or if you don't have a park ticket, there's downtown Disney right there. There's a ton of lovely places to eat and hang out and shop and
we can spend pictures. 3 hours at the Lego store. So easy.
I can, and I don't have any small kids anymore.
I use mine as an excuse. Hey, let's go to the Lego store.
I'm borrowing him next time then. Well, give him to me for half an hour.
I'll go to the Lego store.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. The other thing about transportation and shuttles and driving is please look at those road closure maps. That will tell you what's closed in what direction. Mm-hmm. Most of the time there's one direction open, but just really look at that.
Yeah.
Share that on social media. Just tell all of your friends, bring it with you, print it out.
Yeah.
That is going to be, I think if anything we have learned from Tinkerbell, that's the big one. Take the shuttles, plan around your parking, because there's going to be a lot there, I think.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I'm not as familiar. Like, if you do take an Uber or a taxi, I would still be familiar with the closings. Don't, like, count on them being knowledgeable about what's going on that weekend, because they're not going to be.
Right.
Make sure you know so you can guide them for the best way to get there.
Yes. As far as I could tell, the expo maps were not yet available, so we're not really sure where everything is. The nice thing is that it's compact. You're downstairs.
It's so easy to find.
Upstairs, and you get, and that's, it's one, imagine like a convention center floor. Okay. Yes. It's just, you've got all of your tents, and they're good sized tents, and there's a lot of room to move around. If you feel you have to spend time at the expo, just know that the more time you spend on your feet, the more tired your legs are going to be for your races. Mm-hmm. This is something I learned at Superheroes. My feet were dead by the time I hit the half marathon. I was just miserable. But there are guest speakers. So there's a place to sit, and you can watch Jeff Galloway inspire everyone in the room. I don't know of any other of the guest speakers, but they do have several that are really, really good. Mm-hmm. So before you walk out of the expo, here's what you need: your bib packet, your t-shirts and gear bag, the sticker that they should give you. If they don't give you a sticker, there's a reason for that, but don't worry about it. If you don't get a sticker, it's really not that big a deal. Sharpies work on plastic bags. It's totally fine. Your commemorative items and your t-shirts, that may be a separate line. The commemorative items, the pins, the magnets, anything you ordered ahead of time, aside from your t-shirts, that may be a separate section.
It has been in the past.
It has been
in the same level. It's in the same, very same area. It's not going to be this thing you have to come down.
Right. So you'll go get that and your transportation pass if you are utilizing that system. Did I forget anything?
If you're doing coast to coast.
Coast to coast. Yes. Thank you. Yep. Yes. You're coast to coast. Let's get into the races themselves. We've talked about the expo. We've talked about the merchandise. And that's really, you know, what this whole thing is about, right? I mean, let's face it.
Right.
The race themselves. Plan on being, well, all three races start at 5 a.m. Plan on being at the on-site.
Which I love, by the way. I love that change.
That's later. Or is it earlier?
It's earlier. It was 5:30 for the 10K and the half. I think I'm pretty certain that the 5K did start at 5 o'clock last year. I'm like not 100%, but I'm very close.
Yeah.
So, or maybe I have that totally wrong.
Someone I think it's a good call. I just, you know, that half hour just gets everybody out of the way so the parks can open. It's just such a congested space.
You have cooler temps too. Yep. Another half an hour with that sun beating down on you.
That's
so
true, and it's still
more time for the parks afterwards. Yep. So I'm good with that.
So we talked about getting early with security and all of that stuff. Always
yes.
An extra time. Gear bag check is where it always is in the Lilo parking lot. So, as you walk in, I'm trying to think of where exactly that is, cause I've never used it. Have you?
Mm-hmm. No, I would recommend for Disneyland races to skip the gear bag. If you can, shove it in your pockets, do what you got to do, shove it in your race belt. It's just so much easier.
Especially if you are staying close by, there's
no
reason to carry anything else unless you absolutely have to. Make sure you have your bib. Your bib needs to be pinned to your front, and it needs to be at least you pull up the top layer so you can show them as you walk in. You will not be allowed in without your bib.
Yep. Don't put it on the side of your pants,
right
on your thighs, because they're not going to be able to get you for photo pass.
Exactly. Yep. The other thing about your bib, if you are doing the challenge 10K and half, if you've never done one of these challenges, you get one bib for both. Please do not spindle, mutilate, or tear that bib in between races. Make sure you're taking care of that bib.
And if you're doing the 10K and a half, it will have your corral for the 10K first, and then a slash, and then your corral number for the letter for the second race.
If you have friends and family following along with you and not actually participating in the race, or even if they are, you can sign up for runner tracking.
If you're running in a group and you have other friends, this is a really great way to see if someone had finished or if they're behind, ahead of you. So really good service.
And that runner tracking is good if you are meeting up after the race.
Yes.
So you can kind of say, oh, wait, they're at mile 10 of the half marathon. So I've got maybe a half an hour to get to where I need to go. If you go, and all of that information is going to be either it's in the event guide, and it's also with the expo. So you can sign up for that at the expo. And I think you can actually text them right now with your bib number if you have it. So let's talk about the Incredibles 5K. Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Yes. I was kind of hoping for a Cars theme. I'll be honest, because I'm like a total Cars nut. And going and driving, running through Radiator Springs is just, it's gorgeous.
I'm just surprised that they didn't do that, not only because of the movie, but because, like you said, you're running through Cars Land. That is probably the most iconic of all of the Disneyland races, besides the castle. It's the most fun, probably the most immersive experience you have.
It's gorgeous.
Through Cars Land.
Slow down. Take that part in. Do not rush.
Get really good pictures. They've got, when you run through, if you've never run through a Disneyland 5K or actually any of the races, if you've never run through Disneyland, you come out from the backstage areas past Radiator Springs Racers. So you get that hood ornament look in the rocks, and you're running past it and the sun is just coming up. I mean, it is so cool. You come around the bend, and then all of the neon of Radiator Springs is on. Mm-hmm. And it is just magical. And that's when
it's so gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's awesome. I wanted to run back and do it all over again.
I know. Thanks. They have updated Cars Land from what I can tell from some pictures. So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. For the 5K, you run through Cars Land. You barely skirt Paradise, the Paradise Pier area. And then you go up Hollywood Boulevard and you're out, basically. You go all the way through. Then you go under this tunnel. And then you're in the backstage areas of the 5K or of Disneyland. You come screaming out of, you come through the castle, out the front gate, through downtown Disney, and you're done. It goes so fast.
The Disneyland 5Ks are my favorite is Tink, I have to say, because you start at the castle. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, the Disneyland 5K, if you're signed up, you're going to love it. Oh. Take it slow. Enjoy every second, because it's amazing.
It's not timed. So, really enjoy that experience, because that is probably the most fun. You're going to see families.
Yes.
That 5K, not for Disneyland, but definitely for superheroes. That's my personal favorite. And did that just come up? Yeah, that video just came up. Sorry, I'm like, what day? My first 5K with my family was the superheroes 5K. And so we did all of that together. It was just so fun.
Oh my God.
So enjoy that, because when you get to Monsters 10K, that you're still completely on site. Mm-hmm. I will say I looked very carefully at this course map. For those of you who have been living in a cave for the last, like Disney, but have been living in a cave, they're doing Star Wars Land. There is going to be a Star Wars Land at Disneyland. They are building it now. The course is definitely affected by that. If you look at the course, it's a lot of this. From a race director's point of view, that was a headache. I mean, I'm just looking at that, saying, oh my gosh, where are we going to put them? How are we going to get 6 miles on site when we can't even use this 75 acres over here because it's under construction? So there is one hairpin turn at the Haunted Mansion. It used to be you would go out past Haunted Mansion, but you are turning straight around. That's where there's going to be, you're going to see some congestion there, especially in the later parts of the race. If you're back sort of in the middle to the back of the pack, that's been my experience. The further you are back, the more congestion there is.
Yes.
So just be prepared for that. All of the other turns, there are a lot of them, but it's, 90 degree angles as opposed to a lot of those hairpins, but just keep that in mind as you do that. Okay, so with, let's talk real fast about the kids races. As of this, the kids race map was not up yet. I'm assuming because of that, the race course has changed ever so slightly. I don't know if that's true or not. So check back into the kids race course. They still are meeting just north of the ESPN Zone restaurant. That whole staging area, that's where you corral all of the children. and really is like corralling them. So that's the staging area for each one of the races. They will start some of those races as they'll start staging for those races and checking you in as early as I believe 8:30. So be there then. Just be ready for that. The kids races go quick, but getting them started is not quick. So I am doing a video about the kids races. I believe that's going up next week. So please check back in, hit that.
That's a good one to do.
Yeah. There's a lot to it. And like I said, actually, since I filmed it, they are changing some things. So please get into that event guide, check the FAQ page on the Run Disney face website, and make sure that you have all of your ducks, the little ones, all of them in a row for that. Kids races include the diaper dash, which,
can you imagine?
I was there. I went because it was right, because at Walt Disney World, they do that right before the Mickey Mile.
Oh my gosh.
That right there is a spectator sport. I mean,
I'm telling you. That would be amazing.
Because there's these little kids and they're like on their bellies. And mom's like just kind of pushing them along. It's so stinking cute.
Oh my gosh. So see, my kids would be doing the bar hopping dash. Okay. So I would be like all over.
That's when you get to the 5K. I mean, that's what it is. The diaper dash is, and then the 100 meter, the 200 meter, the 400 meter dashes. Get it? Dashes.
That's just like, got it.
Again, kids races video coming up soon. Stay tuned. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
You got problems. We're talking about Toy Story Half.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You've only got 4 miles inside the parks. Again, yes. That is a lot. It has a lot to do with that construction.
Yes.
So you are only 4 miles in the parks. Then you go out onto the streets of Anaheim. Anaheim's beautiful. I think my favorite race was the superhero half, because you just get to see the town when you are kind of firmly ensconced in that Disney bubble and you don't get out and see it. You don't really know what the town's like. I really like the half marathon. So you're going to go almost directly east when you do your normal loops through Disney California Adventure and Disneyland. You're going to go almost directly east out to the Honda Center, which is where the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim play. Actually, I think they're just called the Anaheim Ducks now because Disney no longer owns them. See, I'm a hockey fan.
Yeah. See, I was baseball, so I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, but see, then you go south.
Yeah.
To Angels Stadium.
And it's amazing.
It is
amazing. Rob and I mean, we knew going in, we were just going to like break and just, there's so many people there screaming their heads off and little kids giving all the high fives. And, yes. And I am a germaphobe. And normally I'm like, icky, icky, where's my hand sanitizer? Yes. But here I'm just like, snotty hand. Okay. I will hit everybody's hand. And it was so amazing. They call out a lot of names too. They have the announcer there, and they called out my name.
Ooh. They do.
And so it's sure so funny.
So make sure your bib is visible.
Yeah.
There.
Yes. But yeah, the Anaheim Stadium was amazing.
It's right.
As was going past all the cars when they had like a lot of
they have the cars
there. No, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this because we don't know what's going to happen. For the Tink race, the one of the best things when you're out on the streets of Anaheim was the Red Hat Ladies, and they weren't there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's no word out whether they're going to be there or not. At least I haven't seen as of today. So I'm fingers crossed that they will. And last year there were so many. I actually was walking to film for the channel throughout the first stretch, and then there was another. And then there was another. And Rob was like, girl, we got to start running and not film because we're never going to finish this race. It was a really fun. And there's so many people out there and they're cheering and got their coolers. And, you know, it was a really cool touch. I really love that part.
So water stations and Powerade. There are 9 of those water stations that have Powerade. something they're doing differently this year. It's the Jelly Belly Sport Beans. I've actually tried these, and I prefer the Sport Beans to the Goo Shots. Cliff is no longer a sponsor, and yeah. You know, a lot of people are looking at that like, what's happening? It's probably just a normal sponsorship thing.
Right.
Just decided that they weren't going to renew.
It ran its course. It ran its course. I had to get a pun in there somewhere. Okay.
That was good. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. Let's see. So with the Jelly Belly Sport Beans, if you haven't tried them yet, I highly recommend you do. They are definitely not your, you know, Jelly Bellies. They aren't that sweet, right. You know, dessert type. They have, you can taste that kind of salty electrolyte kick in them. Mm-hmm. And they're good. I really like them. So that's just one of my recommendations.
I will say really quick about the water stations. I tell you what, last year it was hot and I felt like we were so hydrated. I mean, there was times where we're just like, do you want to drink? It's like, gosh, no, I don't need one. So I personally, unless you are used to carrying water, I didn't feel a need.
Yeah.
I'm okay with having Powerade for that distance. So, you know, unless you are particular, you like Gatorade and not Powerade, but I felt like there was a ton of hydration.
I love noon.
There you go. Or yep, bring your non drops. Noon, none. Noon, none.
It's noon, but noon. I wasn't going to correct you.
Okay, thank you. It's okay. Just let it roll.
Whatever. Bathrooms. I remember this from Superheroes. I don't know where the bathrooms are outside the parks.
There was porta pots by the water stations.
Okay.
For the most part. Sometimes there was more, sometimes there was less.
Right.
So
right. I remember only seeing one set and it was only like two, like right next to each other, and they were kind of hiding back in a parking lot. So yes, you can expect them at the aid stations, but they're probably not the big banks of them that you might see at Walt Disney World Raceway,
right.
For example. Mm-hmm. There may be more of them more frequently. But if you would also, I mean, if you really got to go, you got to go and you can't find a porta potty. If there's a business open, you know, try to refrain from doing that. We don't want to completely invade. It is hard for a community like that to support an event like this. So just be considerate to the people that live there and all of the things that kind of come with the territory of running a race there. So just use your better judgment. And this is something that, you know, I don't want to dwell a lot on Tinkerbell, but there have been a lot of things that have changed for Run Disney that they've had to cope with. They made changes. Some of them worked. Some of them did not.
Yeah.
So with that, I know we are all going to have Run Disney under the microscope for this particular event.
Oh, yes.
Those who have really been paying attention, we will be watching very, very carefully. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing Superheroes, it's going to be very telling to see what Superheroes is going to do.
Yeah.
Just because they no longer can have, are allowed to have volunteers. People just show up for the love of showing up. They have to pay them now. Okay. That is a change. They hire temp workers to staff everything.
Right.
That changes the mentality a little bit, but I will say they're still there. They're still choosing to be there. They're still that first line of, you know, that they're those front lines of the enemy as the runner to the race director. So they're going to hear it first, but they can do nothing about it. Just be nice to them. Thank them for being there. And I think that thank you and a smile goes a long way. Rant over. Okay.
Well, I'm going to add to that rant a little bit because not a lot, but I know for Tink 5K, they had that situation with the characters. Which, hey, I'm a character gal. I want characters. I would be disappointed. I just want to say that if something happens, you know, wait until you get home to worry about it. Don't miss the now because you're so worried and angry and on Facebook groups venting. Not that I'm discrediting anyone that wants to do that. Everyone has the right.
Sure.
But just you're at Disney. You paid a ton to be there. Enjoy the experience as it happens. Make the most of it. And then when you get home, go ahead. Let it rip.
And, you know, it's still Disney.
It's still Disney. It's still a good life.
Let's talk about first world problems here, guys.
It's good life.
I mean, okay.
Are we done?
We're good. We're good.
I feel better. Do you feel better?
Pacing. I feel better. Thank you.
We're cleansed.
That was therapeutic. That was good. Okay. Pacing requirements. As always, a 16-minute mile. Mm-hmm. If you can manage that, then you are good to go.
Yep.
The one thing that will mess up your pacing requirement is if you stop for a lot of character stops or make bathroom stops. So no matter what you do, if you stop and your watch stops, the clock is still ticking.
Yes.
So you can stand in line all day long and still maintain that 16-minute mile when you're actually moving. Mm-hmm. You will get pulled from the course if you stop too frequently.
Yes.
You had a really good tip to get the balloon ladies,
yes,
bib numbers and have that texted to you. If you have any concerns at all, do that. If you're starting in the last corral, if you're starting in the second to the last corral, if you're injured and you feel that you're not going to be able to maintain that pace, get the balloon ladies bib number.
I know you're going to have people come and asking for the names. The one thing is that it's a lot easier to track them in Disney World because it's always the same group of gals. Oh. Disneyland, it's hit or miss. So you don't last. Actually, which race was it where it was a guy? It had a guy balloon, man. He was so cute too. Oh my goodness. So you don't know exactly who that's going to be.
Was he wearing a skirt?
No, I don't think he was. He should have been. I mean, honestly.
Real men wear skirts.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Especially pink ones. So one good thing is if you're on social media, if you're on Facebook groups, just kind of keep a track in case someone does come up with a name or someone has some intel that's better than me.
Yeah. So. On the Facebook pages, the balloon ladies kind of lurk in there too. So if they've been selected to be a balloon lady and you just throw the question out as you get closer, someone will perk up and say, yes, this is me.
Would you like to be a balloon lady one time?
Did what?
Would you like to be one time? I'm curious.
I would love that. I would love that. That, and I'll tell you why. And I just did a video about this. I may or may not include this. I just did a video about volunteering at a race. And when my first volunteer experience, and I don't have this experience very often, but it would be the same thing. You know, it would be that kind of, you know, there are people back here that are struggling.
Oh, yes.
Really, really hurting. And I want to see them succeed. Mm-hmm. And I will do everything. I will lose my voice. I will cheer you on. I will say, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's do this. And just be walking at that good clip. I would love to do that. Absolutely. Yeah. In a heartbeat. I would absolutely love to do that. So if anybody knows how I can become a balloon lady. I'm all up for it.
I would totally do it. I would just be afraid of messing up and
oh, really?
Messing up my time. Or if I have to go to the bathroom really bad, it's like, what am I doing now?
Well, that's why you have so many.
Right.
Pace groups, like they're paced, like the pace groups have like 5 or 6 people in them.
All right, I'm going to say one more thing. If you're doing a costume, since it is Pixar theme, and be very careful if you have balloons in that costume. Because I was walking the princess half and somebody had a balloon and I about had a cow. It's not funny.
Don't be Carl. Well, you can be Carl, but just not with the balloon.
Yes. No. Or if you do, make sure it's very specific with the stiff type of, you know, but no, I'm just saying you're going to get some comments.
No.
I'm looking out for y'all. All right,
that's true. That's really good. Please don't do that. I mean,
it's a
character costume, but oh no, that, especially if you're going to be like in one of the later corrals, don't just be nice. Again, right. Race etiquette.
Someone will pop it.
there is a whole page about race etiquette, which I'm not even going to cover because I did a whole video about it. You can click on the link right here. I'm also leaving a link in the description below. What else is there? Last few tips. Look at your pre-race checklist. Jeff Galloway puts one up. All of those things that you want to think about before your race, the night before, all that good stuff. How to fuel, how to sleep if you can. Nothing new on race day. Just please, 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 please. That is a lesson I have learned. There is a good page about medical advice. Please take a look at that, especially in, you know, late summer. We're still looking at hot temperatures in Southern California. So yes. Just be careful. Make sure you're hydrating, getting good rest, eating well. All of those things will help you have good race day.
Yes. And wear sunblock. Put on sunblock before you leave. I know it's hard when it's, you know, your race starts at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
So you want to make sure you got some sunblock. The sun will come out tomorrow, and have some sunglasses, maybe.
Sunglasses, a hat, something to protect.
Visor. Yes.
What are your tips for tackling the parks on race weekends?
Well, there's the things that I know not to do, and there's the things that I do. It's totally a different topic. The one thing I would say is,
yes, I do.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Definitely don't bring cutesy shoes. I know we all like to dress cute. You want to bring good recovery sandals, UFOs, whatever is your favorite recovery sandal. And I always bring two because you never know. Sometimes like your UFOs just might make your toes sore. Mm-hmm. So I pack recovery sandals and my running shoes, leave the cute ones at home for later.
Yeah.
So, cause you want to stay ahead of the pain. You don't want to wear a shoe and get a blister before the races. So not good.
Yeah.
You also want, I mean, I go to the parks when like, you know, before the 5K, after the 5K, you can get away with a little bit more. After the 10K, you can still go, but you need to be smart. And I know it's hard. It's hard for me, but the race has got to be your number one priority, you know, because you are at Disneyland as an athlete. You know, you're there to run a very serious event in what could be heat. We don't know. It is September. So you need to keep that back in the back of your head. Make sure you're hydrating plenty during the park. And I don't mean with a beer. And I'm talking to you, Laura.
Okay. I'm talking
to Laura. Don't think you're out of this conversation. You want to stay hydrated. You don't want to eat a strange meal the night before. I'm laughing because duh.
It's stick to what got you here. Right? Don't,
yes.
I mean, forget about nothing new on race day. If you haven't done it already during your training, don't mix it up now.
Right.
Yeah. And that's just, that kind of goes along with all of that. You did say something that I liked about the parks. Oh, about the shoes too. I always hang on to my retired running shoes because they're still good for walking shoes. They're still good for support in the park. So bring two pairs of running shoes for your runs. Okay.
Yes. In case it rains.
Take them off when you're done running. Take care of those shoes. Baby those shoes. They're going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. As the weekend goes, it gets harder and your feet get super, super tired. So save those shoes. They are going to save your feet. And then pack a third pair of kicks, like I said, the retired shoes, and they should still have some good wear in them to get you around the parks.
Yeah.
That's what I have done for my two event experiences. And I live in my retired shoes when they're done. So that's the one thing I want to say about that. Anything else?
Oh my goodness. We've covered so much. What have
we did.
Talked about? I will say one thing. If this is your first Run Disney event, first of all, you're going to have a blast. Okay.
Oh, hi.
But I know I'm a person, I have anxiety issues, and I know the first time I went, I was very overwhelmed. It was just a lot. So I'm going to say, take a breath, stick back, and take it all in.
You yes.
know, just relax and just know that it's going to be chaotic at times. Know that it's going to be crowded at times. Sometimes, of course, it's going to be driving you insane. Take a breath, take it all in, because it's going to go so fast and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Stop for a character photo. Stop for a mile marker photo. Stop for a photo with a really nice CM. If you see really enthusiastic spectators, thank them. Thank them and thank the volunteers. Because I have cheered for a race. You've cheered for a race.
Yeah.
It's tiring. It is tiring to be up there. You know, take a good picture with a sign. A really, just take it
the
all.
Funny ones.
It's going to go so fast.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the funny, take note of everything, take it all in. A little different from Walt Disney World races because there is so much going on and you are on property and they can control the environment so much. With the Disneyland races, they can't necessarily do that when you get out to the streets of Anaheim. But if you have to have earbuds, you know, make sure you can turn that off easily because something's going to happen and you don't want to miss it. Take it all in. And I know another thing that a lot of people use Run Disney Races as their first races ever. So not only is it overwhelming because it's Disney, but it's overwhelming because this is your first experience. Mm-hmm. Again, take it all in. Mm-hmm. Take all of the pictures. Stop and breathe, because this is supposed to be the most fun you will ever have.
It will be.
Running. I mean, it really is. I have yet to have more fun. Mm-hmm. During a race. I mean, there are times when I've had really good races, but I wouldn't necessarily say they were fun. These are supposed to be fun. Enjoy it. Take a breath. And especially with the first couple of races, if you're doing all three, don't push. Just relax into it.
Yes.
Because that third race is super long by the time you get that far.
And don't worry about your time too.
No.
You know, just unless you're competitive and you're in it to win it, hey, good luck. Bravo. I think it's fantastic. But you know, if this is your first time, you know, just don't worry about it. Yeah. You know I did a race with my first Princess Half, and the girl I ran with, we had such an amazing time, but afterwards she was disappointed because she didn't come in at a certain time. And it was kind of like a little bit of a bummer, you know. Yeah. Just don't worry about it.
To be honest, that was hard for me when I started running in Run Disney Races, because I was always pushing for time and distance. And I come back and I look at my time from the Superheroes Half, and I felt miserable. My legs were killing me from my hips to my toes, and I was exhausted. I had a great time, but I look at my watch and I'm like, oh man, I missed it by that much. I had a certain goal and I missed it by 2 minutes, and I was disappointed. And it's so funny because I still look back at that and I'm like, oh man, that much. But seriously, it's Run Disney. You are running through, which one is it? It's Sleeping Beauty's Castle is on the West Coast.
Yes.
Sleeping Beauty's Castle.
And you're running down Main Street where Walt himself walked.
Walked there. Oh, Walt, you are running in the places where Walt walked.
getting flummoxed.
What?
Yes.
Right. So, and that's the thing too about these races, guys. There's been a lot of upheaval at Run Disney. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't want to throw out, you know, there's a lot of questions about whether or not 2018 races in California are going to go off. You guys know just as much as we do.
Yeah.
So we're not going to sit here and speculate and say, well, it could be this, it could be that, maybe it's this, maybe this will happen, maybe this will happen. We can cover all of the bases and still be wrong. Guys, I mean, I want to know just as much as you guys do. Laura, I know you guys have been talking a lot about it over there.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell made a lot of people think. Lightside registration going on hold made a lot of people think. Just be patient. And if you are concerned, go to Run Disney. Put down the pitchforks, put down the torches, and go to Run Disney and say, you know what? We really hope that this happens. Mm-hmm. They listen. They will listen. It may not look like what we want it to look like, but hopefully, something, what we will know, I will tell you something that what I think is going to happen is that we will know something about 2018 sometime in September.
Okay.
Run Disney is looking very carefully at how September's going to, at how the Disneyland Half is going to go. Because of Tinkerbell, they're looking at, okay, did we fix anything or is it still going to be a problem? Mm-hmm. What do we do going forward?
Right.
So that's all I'm saying about that.
And I want to add a little bit, and I'm hesitant to say this because I don't mean this with disrespect. I really don't. I respect people's opinions. But when I'm going to run Disney event, I kind of stay away from social media. I don't go into Facebook groups because I don't want to hear the venting. I'm in my bubble. I'm in my happy bubble. I worked hard for this vacation. I'm with friends, and I want to enjoy my time with that. Yeah. When I come home, I'll catch up. And again, I'm not saying this to make someone angry or, you know, be disrespectful. I'm in my happy place. You know, you're in the happiest place on earth. So just, you know, I
be happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I love that song. I haven't heard that song in a long time. Okay. I have one more oddball tip. I don't know if you're close to wrapping up. I have one more really oddball tip. Keep in mind that in the past, afterwards, there are no refreshment stands. There's no characters. There are places to get photographs. Like if you want to get photoed in front of a Pretink, they had a nice bush Disneyland, we actually got photos in front of the stage because it was really colorful. It was very, very pretty and vibrant. If you want a beer, like me, go to Earl of Sandwich and order a beer there and then sit along the windows where they have like little bar stools and you can see the finish line.
Oh, so you can
enjoy a beer and you can watch people finishing. Kind of funny story, Rob and I did that last year. So our plan was to enjoy our beer and then go out and cheer for when Jackie and James came in. So there we are, glug, 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 and here comes Jackie and James. We're just like, oh, no. So knock on the window. But no, we didn't do that. But that's a little fun tip.
Oh, that's
also
fun.
If you're done and you know you want to have some fun, go to the finish line, find a spot and cheer on the runners coming in.
Biggest thing, you guys, just be safe. If you're going to Disneyland for that weekend, be safe, have fun. So we are going to sign off, and we'll want to thank you guys very much for being here. Get out there, go find your awesome, what's the Joyful Miles tagline? Give me a joyful
Take moment. Care and have a joyful day. And thank you, Heather, for having me on. Thank you
so much, Laura, for being here. We had a great time. Go find your awesome. We'll see you next time. Until then, happy running.
Bye.
Oh, that was so fun. Okay.
Oh my gosh, how long did we talk? To a 28-minute video.